Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children and anarchists of all ages, welcome to the Dark Lord Reapers United States of Anarchy podcast. Who am I? I'm the man without a plan. Dark Lord himself, the Nightmare King, giving you unapologetic truth, hardcore justice, hardcore facts. If you're looking for celebrity gossip, this is not the podcast for you. This podcast is for real topics, real situations, for real people, and occasionally we have fun over here. If you don't like what I have to say, two words, don't listen. Boycott my podcast, boycott my social media, boycott anything that has my name attached to it. It's that simple, people. Now, I normally don't touch on topics like this, but as you often hear me say, I don't do celebrity gossip. But this is so big that it's unavoidable to talk about. We all saw it, all seen it, the memes, the video, the reactions, the Oscars incident involving Will Smith and Chris Rock. Now, honestly, I'm not going to spend much time on it because a lot of things have been said that some people agree with it, some people don't agree with it. But I'm going to go over the top five things a lot of you people need to understand with what happened. And as usual, I'm going to give you my honest final thoughts on the situation. So, buckle up, hold on tight, and let's talk about it. And we're back. So this episode is called The Top 5 Things That We Can Take Away from the Will Smith Chris Rock altercation. Now, before I get started, I'm pretty sure you saw the title of this segment. Before I get started, we all saw it. I'm not going to spend much time talking about it because we all saw what happened. So let me get to point number one that everyone should take away from what happened with Chris Rock versus the Chris Rock Will Smith situation. First and foremost, after the incident happened, a lot of you women are going on the free apps, social media, saying that if my man does not defend me like that, I don't want him, and all of that stuff. And a lot of men, the one thing that drives them is the approval of a woman, because they want women, they want to be able to have any woman they want. So they're going to do a lot of men are going to do anything they can do to appeal to what women want. So let me here to tell you some things, which brings me to point number one. As the title says, you are not Will Smith, you are not a celebrity. I am speaking to the everyday 9-to-5 worker that works a quote-unquote regular job, essential worker, even to my Caribbean people, as well as everyone. You are not Will Smith. No matter how much of his shows you watch, or how much you think you know this man, you are an everyday person. Will Smith is a person who has a privileged lifestyle, where the rules for the rich and famous are a little bit different for the average Joe. We've proven this time and time again, even though that's not how it should be. You try to go on stage or anywhere and you slap somebody in the face, there will be immediate repercussions. You try to walk on stage and slap someone that supposedly offended you by a quote-unquote joke that they made or a comment that they made. Security is going to kick you in the teeth before you can even sit down. So keep that in mind. You are not Will Smith. You live in a real world where the consequences are guaranteed to hit you. Where Will Smith, on the other hand, is probably just going to get a slap on the wrist and a finger wag, as we've seen in the media. So keep that in mind. When we come back, I'm going to come to the number two thing that we can take away from what happened at the Oscars. And we're back. So we are talking about the top five things we can take away from the altercation at the Oscars involving Will Smith and Chris Rock. Number two, self-control and restraint. Now, I thought the only other person who had that level of self-control and restraint was myself. I've been proven wrong. Chris Rock, I salute the guy because he showed us the epitome of keeping your composure, keeping your head level, and restraint. Because had that had been someone else that Will Smith slapped, I'm pretty sure they'd have had to cut to commercial because a fight would have interred after that. Because keep in mind, people, a slap is probably one of the most disrespectful things you can do to someone. There are three things, especially in the black community, whether you're in the black community, Caribbean community, whatever, the three most disrespectful things you can do to someone is A, call them out of name, B, slap them, and speak, and three, and C, which is, sorry, the most disrespectful of them all is spit on them. So a lot of people that include Shannon Sharp from Shannon and Skip Show on Fox F1, a lot of people have said that if Will had slapped them like that, it'd have been on. The average person does not have that level of restraint and control. Keep in mind, this happened at the Oscars, where you come with your Sunday best. This is where all the professional thespians come to celebrate each other and celebrate their works and be given the highest honor that they can be given. So Chris Rock, I salute you for turning the other cheek at the moment. Key word, at the moment. Because I believe there's a time and place for everything. And a lot of people can take a lesson from Chris Rock, especially ladies. When you feel offended or disrespected, take a second and think about it. Because you might be making a big deal out of nothing. Who knows? But anyway, the average person, you slap them in the face. Let's say you on Flatbush Avenue and you slap somebody. Or Dyer Avenue in the Bronx. Or downtown D.C. Southeast D.C. Or Meepan, Jamaica. Or Halfway Tree. Some places like that. You slap a man publicly, it's not going to end well for you. You ain't going to be able to just walk off into the sunset like that. So, the number two thing we take away from that is composure, self-control, and restraint. The only other person that I know that could have took that shot and not fought and swung back is yours truly. But unfortunately for a lot of people, I'm not in that mindset anymore. I'm not in the Mahatma Gandhi kumbaya thing anymore. You slap me, I'm most likely going to slap you back. Not advocating for violence, but just letting you know. When we come back, I'm going to go to the number three thing that we can take away from what happened. And we're back. So we're talking about the top five things that we can learn from the whole altercation that happened at the Oscars involving Will Smith and Chris Rock. Now, my number three point, and this kind of piggybacks off of point number two of self-control and restraint. Point number three is, most people do not know restraint and self-control. Most people don't know turn the other cheek. Most people know you slap me, I slap you back. If you go up to any random person, whether it be New York, LA, whether it be the suburbs, the projects, whether it be at an award ceremony or in a shopping mall, and you slap them, which is probably one of the most disrespectful things you can do to someone, you slap them. And now everybody is looking at this and they are starting to laugh and point. Let me tell you something. There's nothing more fragile and more dangerous than the male ego. Now, especially in the black community and the Caribbean community, if you put up with disrespect of any kind, you are looked upon as weak. You are looked upon as a coward. They're going to call you clown, sucker, this, that, and it opens you up to more disrespect. So if you don't square what happened right then and there, more disrespect is going to come, sadly. So you slap a man in the face because of his ego and the opinions of other people, it's going to go down. And you may get a result that you did not think would happen to you. I'm speaking from personal experience. I'm speaking from what I've witnessed and what I've been through. So keep that in mind for those of you who saw the altercation and are listening to these people online saying that's what's supposed to happen. Da, 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 da. Okay. But just make sure, absolutely positively sure, you know what you're signing yourself up for. Now, so here's the thing about restraint. Like I said, to reiterate, a lot of people do not know self-control and restraint. Some people thrive on violence. Some people want any little thing for them to fly off the hinges and fight. And a lot of people have pent up anger for one reason or another, especially in the atmosphere that we live in. People lost their jobs. People are paying out bills for one reason or another. So think about it when you decide to put your hands on somebody. You could be putting your hands on the Grim Reaper himself. When we come back, I'm going to speak on point number 4. And we're back. So we are talking about the top 5 things we can learn from this altercation. Which brings me to number 4. The real consequences of slapping someone in public. Now, if you've ever been in a fight, you know what happens if someone hits you or disrespects you to the point where you are ready to get violent. Had this been a regular person in the street, it would have been a lot serious. You think Will Smith or anyone that just slapped someone and smoothly walked away would be able to walk away? You pull that in the street, you're viable to get a bottle in the back of your head, a blade in your back, or a blade across your throat, or a bullet in the back of your head. Because nowadays, with everything going on, people aren't playing. People ain't playing those games. You can't do that. You can't just walk up to someone and slap somebody. You can't put your hands on someone unless you are defending yourself or defending someone else who is defenseless in a situation, like say an elderly person. My point is, had this had been two regular people, the results are going to be different. The reason I say this is that, like I stated earlier, a lot of women are pushing the narrative that they stand with Will, which you should. He made a mistake. That doesn't mean we turn our backs on him. But you're pushing the narrative of, if my man doesn't defend me like that, I don't want him. If you're going to send your man into a situation where you feel offended, which is something that you could easily turn a blind eye to, or just let it fall on deaf ears, make sure your man is made out of Teflon. Make sure he can fight. Make sure he has a weapon on him. Because you could be sending your man to the hospital or to the morgue. That's the reality. And I'm going to say this for the ladies. I was going to say, as a matter of fact, I'll save that for my final thought. I'll save it for my final thoughts. So that's the reality of what really will happen. When we come back, we're going to go to the fifth and final thing that we can take away from what happened at the Oscars. And we're back. So this is the fifth and final point of what we can learn from the altercation that happened between Will Smith and Chris Rock. Usually, this part is called the aftermath, when reality sets in. The first part of this is, notice after the slap, he went back on stage and apologized to the Academy Awards. Then, 48 hours after that, he apologizes via Instagram to Chris Rock. The sincerity of that apology, I'll save for my final thoughts. But now a lot of people are calling for him to lose his Academy Award, be banned from the Academy Awards, and all that other stuff. Now let's start how this will translate to your world. After your girl that pumped you up to go get into a physical altercation with another man over a quote-unquote joke, just words, and you get into a fight, and God forbid, this man puts you in the hospital and or kills you. Here's what's going to happen. Yeah, she's gonna cry. She's going to be at your funeral crying just like everybody else. And she's going to be tearful eyed. You're going to get a long post on Instagram. You're going to be on a t-shirt for a little bit. Somebody's going to put your name on a wall if you're lucky. They're going to have a memorial of candles for you. And guess what's going to happen? Within 3 or 4 months to a year, she's probably going to move on to another dude. Yeah. You get locked up while you up there telling her, keep it tight and out of sight for me. She got her Joe Grind in your bed. She got Mr. Joe Grind servicing her, getting her tires rotated, if you know what I mean. I'm just trying to keep it classy. And you're in jail, probably never coming home for another 20 years, and she gonna move on. In a hospital bed, no good to yourself. And or in the ground. And you know these same women that are saying that that should be pumped up, that are saying if a man doesn't defend me like Will Smith defended Jada, I don't want him. These same women, when they hear how you died, you know what they're going to say? They're going to say, oh my God, how can he throw away his life like that? That's exactly what they're going to say. Now, here's something else that we could take away. The ever so infuriating race card. Everybody wants to point out it was two black men in an altercation. If there were two white entertainers, would their race have come up? Probably not. It'd have been two entertainers having a physical altercation. And don't tell me nothing like this has ever happened before, because it actually has. If I can take you back to the early 2000s, Kid Rock and Tommy Lee, the drummer from Motley Crue, got into a physical altercation over Pamela Anderson Lee, who both at one point in time were romantically involved with. So, miss me with that. But ultimately, this is one big teachable moment for everybody, me included. So when we come back, I'm going to give you guys my final thoughts. And we're back. So here are my final thoughts on the whole situation. Personally speaking, I'm not going to say whether Will Smith was right or wrong, because the situation, in my personal opinion, was disappointing on all sides, no matter how you look at it. Now, for those people that are saying this, I'm going to say this. Will Smith is not the victim in this. He's not. That's just the truth. He's not the victim. He's not the victim at all. I salute you, Chris Rock, for keeping your composure and showing what the world what true composure, class, and rational thinking looks like. Because the average person could not turn the other cheek. But he's been pretty quiet on the situation, so we don't know what this man is thinking. Now that I'm off of them, here's my thoughts to you, the people. Ladies, a lot of you women like to instigate violence in situations that is unnecessary just because you feel you were quote-unquote disrespected or you feel played. That's not how the real world works at all. So you basically are going to turn another man, a man's life upside down because you feel played or you feel disrespected. You're going to send your husband to go put hands on someone and possibly end up behind bars in a hospital bed and or dead because of your hurt feelings? No, no, no. And men, pay attention to the women who are saying this and are trying to push this line. Because if that's the norm now, that's the social standard, that means everyone deserves to be slapped, me included. The standard is everyone should be slapping everyone. You see how stupid that sounds when I say it out loud? Now, for the men, this is what I say to you guys. A lot of you will do anything to prove that you are macho, that you're that guy. Don't put yourself in a situation where there's no coming back. Because the same people that you're trying to impress and show off in front of are the same people that are going to be at your funeral saying, look how you threw your life away. Look how you did this. Look what you did. A lot of people are going to feel that way. Now, remember how I mentioned there are consequences and repercussions for actions? Now, me personally, an apology after 48 hours, and you can apologize to that man. I'm going to address you personally, Mr. Smith, because for a long time I thought very highly of you. I thought very highly of you until you pulled this stunt. We both know why you did what you did, the real reason behind it. But we're going to leave it unsaid. If you were genuinely sorry about what you did, you have brought Chris Rock up on stage, looked that man in the eye, and apologized to him in front of everyone. But you didn't. You waited a full 48 hours. Right? Now, some people are saying the situation was staged. I don't know. But for a man of your stature, a man that has reached the heights of where you reached, shouldn't have happened. Chris Rock's brother, Tony Rock, for those of you who don't know who he is, he used to be on a show that was written by, ironically, Will Smith, all of us. He's made it clear that he does not accept that apology that Will Smith made, and wherever he sees Will Smith, it's on. Now, it's a known little secret that Chris Rock's younger brother plays no games. He is not here to put up with foolishness. Now, it goes back to what I was saying, the top five things. Here's a number six. Here's an extra one. Just because the person that you slapped decided to turn the other cheek does not mean the people around them is going to turn the other cheek, i.e. their family, their brothers, their sisters, their cousins, their friends. That does not mean they're going to turn the other cheek. So, you think you solved one problem with that slap? You just created three more. So, think about it. Think about it. This gives us all something to think about. Now, I'm going to say this. A man that does not defend his family, spend time with his family, or love his family, can't say he's a man at all. You're supposed to defend your wife. You're supposed to defend your children. Even if it means your life. But there's time and place for everything. Was Will Smith wrong for defending his wife? No, he wasn't. But he could have did it differently. Could have handled it differently. Honestly speaking, I don't got much to say. Other than I'm telling the people who are pushing this rhetoric that this is the new norm now, it ain't. Because you ain't going to get a slap on the wrist. That slap is going to be met with a stab or a shot. That's all I have to say. Until next time, people, rage against the machine. Always seek truth. Stay sucker free. Keep your composure. Keep self-control. Always seek knowledge. And join me for my next episode where I have, ironically, I have a women's forum. And I'm going to make sure I bring up this topic as well as other things that affect women from day to day. Until next time, love, peace, and chicken grease. Deuces.